The name of our next topic is Anand's Heroes. The heroes of Mulk Raj Anand, says Meenakshi Mukherjee, are rugged individualists who suffer because they refuse to conform. Munnu the Kuli, Bakha the Untouchable, Bikhu the Chamar, Dal Singh of the Trilogy, all are presented by society for their non-conformity, but all of them are indomitable in spirit. Anand wrote in Apology for Heroism, "I am conscious that much of my insistence on the role of man in the universe derives from European Hellenism. For the traditional attitude of India in this regard is essentially non-human, superhuman. This Atman is the same in the ant, the same in the goat, the same in the elephant, the same in the whole universe." So says the Bharadaranyak, Bharadaranyak, Upanishad. But for Anand the novelist, the Atma in each man is something rare and precious. Belief in man's power to master nature through a rational technology is evident in every novel of Anand. While others in the village take the filth and drought and misery as inevitable, Anand's non-conformist heroes rebel against the existing conditions because they have faith in the response in the possibility of controlling nature for man's benefit. His heroes are rebels who believe in the prospect of improvement. They suffer because they cannot accept and be reined, yet often find themselves unable to act. Added to the suffering imposed upon them by society is their own helplessness. All the heroes of Mulk Raj Anand are young men. While the older people sit mourning their fate, speaking nostalgically of the good old days and the debased state of affairs at present, Anand's young men, village adolescents, Bakha, Munnu, Lalu, Bikhu, as well as city labor leaders, Anand in the big hut, Ratan in the coolie, and patriotic poets, doctors or wise men, Iqbal Nath, Sir Shar in Untouchable, Puran Singh Bhagat in the old man and the cow, all look towards the future to a better world. Anand's heroes are all victims of social repression and exploitation. They come from villages, but they are progressive, living creatures full of zeal and boldness, which are crushed by social injustice inflicted upon them. They are all sufferers and may be called victim. Heroes invariably rebel against the social mechanism. All his heroes are real characters. Anand himself says in his preface to Two Leaves and a Bud, "All these heroes, as the other men and women who had emerged in my novel and short stories, were dear to me because they were the reflections of the real people I had known during my childhood and youth. They were not mere phantoms. They were flesh of my flesh and blood of my blood, and obeyed me in the way in which certain human beings obey an artist's soul." The heroes of his earlier novels have been in some cases actually repeated from novel to novel, and in other cases they are planned on the same pattern. Dal Singh in The Hero of Three Novels the village across the black waters and the sword and the sickle. He is a simple villager with an intellectual turn of mind. He gives lip service to religion and is restless under class distinction. The same pattern is repeated in the coolie, the big hut, and two leaves and a bud. If Munnu the coolie is a more effeminate replica of Lal Singh, the turbulent giant Anand is a muscular addition of Lal Singh, whereas Gangu working in a tea garden possesses the same characteristics. Anand has drawn his heroes and heroines from the outcasts and pariahs and underdogs of the society. They are downtrodden sweepers, coolies, the unemployed coppersmiths, the debt-ridden farmers, and poor simple soldiers who are his favorites. They live and die unwept, unhonored, and unsung. His heroes are small men, common men, pursued by inexorable economic forces. Like the heroes of Hardy, they try to fight against inexorable destiny and does stand unbowed beneath the blows of fate. His heroines, wherever they exist, are simple, suffering, sincere women. They represent India. It may be Janki, the mistress of Ananta, or it may be Maya, the landlord's daughter, or it may be poor Leela, Gangu's daughter. But Anand is less concerned with women. In many of his novels, Anand has no heroines. His heroes may have some likeness with the heroes of Munshi Premchand, but his heroes do not bear that similarity. Most of his heroes are his mouthpieces. They share and express his values. When Anand imposes his convictions directly upon his heroes, who are usually country-bred or unsophisticated people without the advantage of his wide background, the characterization fails because instead of becoming fully rounded individuals, they become mouthpieces of the author's ideas. Anand's characters are lonely misfits not only in the tradition of the modern European protagonist of fiction, whose loneliness is a form of intellectual alienation, but lonely because they do not arise out of the soil they inhabit, because Anand has stuffed them with his own beliefs. They lack the necessary background, are thereby rootless, and appear somewhat unreal. Meenakshi Mukherjee. Anand's hero's topic is over.